You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and who shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Officials say Vance Bolter had a manifesto targeting Democratic lawmakers, including 11 in Wisconsin. Before he was arrested, Wisconsin State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said this.
I know that when you volunteer, you put yourself forward for a civic responsibility, you're doing it for the right reasons. You're trying to speak for people. And the fact that there is so much anger that they lost their lives is it's an emotional thing.
No Kings protests and marches were held across the country and through Wisconsin Saturday to bring attention to what protesters call the fascist and authoritarian actions of the Donald Trump presidential administration. One of the protests was in Oshkosh, where unofficial estimates put about 1,000 protesters in the Opera House Square. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said 400 people registered through indivisible.org to participate in the No Kings protest in Oshkosh. However, many more showed up. Martin reminded the protesters to be safe and remain peaceful.
We do not want any reason for the guy in office to declare martial law. It's not going to happen because of Oshkosh. We are peaceful protesters here.
Protesters in Oshkosh came from Appleton, Mena, Menasha, Oshkosh, and even from Portland, Oregon. About 2,000 protesters showed up at Lyke Park Saturday evening for Green Bay's No Kings protest. At least two Wisconsin congressmen want to punish cities that allow what they call anarchy. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchist from Endangering Cities or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor.
Wisconsin Democrats are looking ahead to 2026 with big ambitions, full control of both the legislature and the governor's office. That trifecta was the central message this weekend at the party's annual convention. Delegates elected a new party chair, Devin Remicker, who says Democrats need to rally around a strong economic message.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy.
Remicker, former executive director of the state Dems, beat out William Garcia, chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party, and longtime Democratic strategist Joe Sapecki. Remicker replaces outgoing chair Ben Wickler, who has far outpaced Republicans in fundraising in the last 6 years. Remicker begins his two-year term July 1st. Also at the convention, delegates passed several resolutions, including one calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats added extra security at the convention following recent attacks on Minnesota lawmakers, the killing of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the shooting of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She's the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February of 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer previously pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is June 20th. 34-year-old James Doerr pleads not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect for allegedly killing his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's dog in Green Bay in January. Doerr was in court Friday when he added the insanity plea to his not guilty plea. He faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death. One person was killed in a two-vehicle accident in Shawano County around 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Police say the accident happened on Highway 29 in Heartland when an SUV failed to brake and collided with a motorcycle that had pulled onto the highway. The motorcycle was driven by an 80-year-old Bondwell man who died at the scene. The driver and sole occupant of the SUV was not injured. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's throwing at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Richson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Richson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Richson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.